Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Tuesday, May 19th. Dozens of mobile coronavirus testing clinics are scheduled statewide as state public health officials work to increase testing in underserved and rural communities. Currently, there are more than 50 mobile testing events scheduled through June 5th, with new mobile clinics regularly added. You can find a comprehensive list of testing clinics around the state at the State Department of Health and Environmental Control's mobile testing clinic webpage, scdhec.gov/COVID-19 mobile clinics. Some sites are by appointment only, so individuals will need to schedule an appointment through Kroger Health's online portal at littleclinic.com/drive-through-testing. As of this afternoon, the State Department of Health and Environmental Control reported 9,000 cases of coronavirus and 399 deaths. Flash flood watches continue for much of the upstate and northern Midlands, where many rain gauges have recorded 2 to 4 inches of rain since Monday. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne has been following the slow-moving storm and says more rain is likely to cause flash flooding and push some rivers into flood stage later this week.
The winds circulating around the upper low in Tennessee continue to pump in moisture from the Gulf and Atlantic Oceans. I don't see this trend changing until Friday. Flash flooding near areas of high terrain are quite likely, but rivers and streams are starting to flood because of the heavy rain and runoff from the existing rain.
As of late this afternoon, flash flood warnings and advisories are ongoing over much of Greenville and northern Spartanburg counties, where the National Weather Service says the risk of landslides is increasing. Farther south, the Congaree River near Carolina Eastman is forecast to experience moderate flooding by Thursday evening from heavy rain and runoff. This year's Spoleto Festival USA may have been called off because of the coronavirus, but parts of the show will go on. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has more from Charleston.
The festival is partnering with SCE TV for what's being called Spoleto at Home, 17 days of free digital and radio programming. Beginning this Friday, you can enjoy previously recorded chamber music concerts, the Spoleto Festival USA Orchestra, a rehearsal of Omar, a new opera that will now debut next year, and more. The festival runs through June 7th. You can learn more at SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org and SpoletoUSA.org. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
The state's top law enforcement officer today announced a $550 million settlement with the nation's largest subprime auto financing company. South Carolina stands to get up to $20 million of the settlement, with $3 million earmarked for residents who fell victim. State Attorney General Alan Wilson said the settlement resolves allegations that Santander violated consumer protection laws by exposing subprime consumers to unnecessarily high levels of risk and knowingly placing those consumers into auto loans with a high probability of default. Rock Hill officials say it's time to get back to work in a city that's seen its unemployment numbers quintuple since the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. Scott Morgan has more.
At the end of February, the city of Rock Hill had an unemployment rate of almost 3%. As of this week, it's 15%, 21,500 people. A lot of that number comes from the city's small business community, and city officials are planning an ambitious public relief project aimed at getting businesses operating again. Mayor John Geddes addressed the plan at a meeting of city leaders Tuesday afternoon.
It's imperative that we get back to business. We can't sit back and wait on someone to say, okay, it's time, you can go back to work now. We have to start that process ourselves.
The city is set to vote on an $800,000 public assistance package on May 26th. If approved, the project would bolster food, childcare, housing, and utility assistance for out-of-work residents and provide low-interest loans to boost small businesses in the city. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
And in one of the largest furloughs in North Carolina's history, the state's Department of Transportation is furloughing its 9,000-plus workforce. Employees were notified in an email that they have until June 26th to use unpaid time off. The agency estimates the furloughs will save it $7 million over the next few weeks. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.